Westerners often have misconceptions about the indigenous. We are frequently conditioned to believe that people born in remote villages, like those in the Australian outback, are primitives who know very little about Western culture. Mayan shaman Martin Pritchell often jokes that people expect him to talk like Tarzan and to be naive about things like history and politics. Among other accomplishments, Martin is an expert in 16th century history and speaks several languages. There are thousands of indigenous people who work in the modern city but still regard the village as home. Some of them, like Gary's Aboriginal healer Rose, were born in the city, Brisbane, of an indigenous parent and a white parent, and therefore speak a Western language fluently. Yet they prefer spending most of their time in the village of their tribe of origin. We know that, in spite of all the benefits of civilization, there is something that we are still lacking. We want to hear again the voices of our own ancestors, the songs they sang when they lived in harmony with the earth, in the village of our own ancient memory. That's why we read books like Secrets of Aboriginal Healing. That's why we love stories like the one that Gary tells here. Over the past several years, many indigenous cultures have come forward and told their stories and shared their medicine. Secrets of Aboriginal Healing is another strand of this great tapestry, what the Mayans called the story of the original flowering earth. This book allows us a special glimpse into the heart of the Aboriginal world. Most important, it offers us insights into an ancient system of healing that touches on all aspects of wellness, from the physical to the spiritual to the emotional. Secrets of Aboriginal Healing is a great gift. By sharing his own story with such open-hearted honesty, Gary has given us a mirror in which to see our own wounded souls and a map to find our way back home. We are fortunate indeed to receive his words. Joy Parker is a writer, editor, and popular lecturer. She is the co-author of two groundbreaking books on the history of the Maya Indians, A Forest of Kings, and Maya Cosmos. More recently, she co-authored Woman Who Glows in the Dark. Ms. Parker has made television appearances relating to her expertise in indigenous tribes. She has taught at both New York University and Columbia University and currently teaches at the University of California at Irvine. Prologue, A Single Step. According to my doctors, I was not supposed to be alive today, but I am. Why I am and how I got well, how I was healed, has been for me a revelation and a miraculous journey. What I've learned about healing, you can learn too, if you're willing. The healing I experienced was not done through modern medicine, with wonder drugs and technologies, no. For me, the healing began on the other side of the world, in the Australian outback, with ways that are as ancient as the human race itself. The trip to the outback began with a single step, a step I took on my way to yet another business meeting, a step when my left foot didn't lift properly. I noticed that I was dragging it a little as I walked. For most people, this would have been clear warning that something was wrong. But my life had enough problems. I must have strained a muscle, I told myself. The next day, my foot was normal, and I forgot about it. But then the dragging returned, more insistently. The scuff marks across the top of my shoes proved I wasn't imagining the weakness in the left foot. And the tingling numbness wasn't imagination either. It was real, too real. I thought about it and decided I had pinched a nerve in my foot and it would disappear in time. For several months, I experienced a period of numbness and tingling in my left leg, followed by a period of normalcy. I could live with a temporary discomfort, but was troubled that the area of numbness was increasing. It worked its way from the left foot to the left calf, then started in the right foot and worked its way to the right calf. At the time, my high-tech aerospace company was growing rapidly and demanding most of my time and attention. My troubled marriage gave me even more motivation to stay focused on my business and stay on the road. I had no time for symptoms, for pinched nerves,